What is up? My name is Kevin Wu. I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Lift Inspired Podcast. Today, I talk about how to improve your metabolism. I'm going to give you three ways to improve your metabolism so you can eat more and stay lean.
Or lose more weight.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about how to increase or improve your metabolism. So how to increase and improve your metabolism. Who doesn't want this? What does that really mean then? You can eat more food and not get fat, or eat more food and stay lean and eat more food and just feel better because you're not looking in the mirror and being have to worrying about, oh, can I eat that? Can I eat this? Oh, like I can only like, you know, two fucking potato chips and I'll get fat. Okay, maybe not. So if you guys want to improve your metabolism, increase that side of things, you guys should be doing a couple of things. So let's go dive into it. Here are three things you can do to improve your metabolism. So number one is me lifting weights. Wow, surprising. So the reason though is because building muscle is going to increase the amount of calories you burn at rest doing nothing. So muscle is more calorie dense than fat itself. Now, there's a lot of people saying that 1 pound of muscle actually burns like 50 calories at rest, but that's not actually the case. It was a lot lower than they thought it was than that one. But nonetheless, it still burns more calories than your fat. So if you guys increase that muscle mass kind of ratio, especially compared to that fat mass, you guys will be burning more calories at rest doing nothing. So let's just say it was about like 30 calories per pound of muscle itself. That's what they kind of truly found out. So if you guys built like 10 pounds of muscle, then you guys burn additional 300 calories at rest doing nothing because muscles are more energy demanding than fat, right? So imagine that. You build 10 pounds of muscle at rest doing nothing, you burn another 300 calories. That might not seem like a lot, but over a course of a week itself, when you 300 times 7, that's 2,100 calories a week, right? So 1 pound of fat has 3,500 calories. So 2,100 out of the 3,500, you're pretty much getting closer to that 1 pound of fat at rest, right? Burning that amount. But basically, that also can mean you can eat like another two slices of pizza and theoretically stay the same weight if you guys built like another 10 pounds of muscle or something like that, depending on how many calories a slice of pizza has too as well. Because you obviously, you know, pepperoni pizza versus like a plain Hawaiian is going to have a lot different one because pepperoni is a lot more fat, a lot more calorie dense, and Hawaiian's a lot more lean, less fat, less calorie dense. So obviously there's some different components that kind of go into that one. But building muscle is going to be very crucial. And guys, how to optimize muscle building. Well, I got a shit ton of videos and also podcast episodes to help you do that one. From the exercise you should do to what you should eat, to the food you should eat, to how many calories you should eat, to the best times to kind of eat, and to the supplements you could take to help you do that, to some other variables like your sleep, your recovery, how many days a week you should train. All that is on my TikTok itself. Now, my coaching side of things obviously help you do that one. If you guys just follow along my tips from my TikTok and my Instagram, though, you guys would be more set up for success. But my coaching is pretty much individualized to you and all helps kind of like package everything into like a step-by-step process to make it really easy for you to as well. Cause I know, let's just say for a lot of like business advice and stuff, cause I have like business mentors, they have like all their fucking information out there, right? From all their posts, all their podcasts, but how to like package it all together and how to like have like that step-by-step and make it just like super easy. That's kind of like the hard part because there's always like bits and pieces here and there. And my goal, like for coaching side of things, I kind of just package it together. It's like, okay, here's what you need. You don't have to focus on anything else. And if you have any questions on the small things, I could directly answer it versus you having to scroll through like 100 posts on like Instagram or something that are TikTok and kind of finding that answer out. So there's a lot of advantages to that as well, which is why I personally hired coaches for a fitness wise, but also business wise, because everything's all packaged together and it saves me a lot of time, right? So time is something, it's a finite resource we can't get back. Number two is to be eating more protein. So protein, it takes the most amount of calories to digest your protein, especially compared to the carbs and the fats. So what I mean by this is for every 100 calories of protein you eat, your body really absorbs and takes in like 70 calories because the 30 calories itself, the other 30%, it gets burned through digestion, right? It's basically called the thermic effect of food, right? So your body's going to heat up a little bit too as well, especially when you eat the protein side of things. And yeah, so it's going to take a lot more calories to digest it versus like a carb or fat, which is fats about like, I think it was like 3% and carbs like 5%. So you get the 95 calories versus 70 compared to carbs. versus proteins, if that makes sense. So eating more protein is going to help on that aspect, because your potassium is basically the amount of calories you're going to burn in the day, right? So that's going to how I'm going to define your metabolism, basically the amount of calories your body needs to burn to kind of the function and whatsoever, right? I mean, if you kind of count the function side of things from eating side of things, you guys, I mean, if you guys fast the whole day, it doesn't really fucking matter, but you guys should not be fasted, right? For plenty of reasons for the whole day. Now, drinking more water is going to be a last one I'm going to touch on. So when you guys drink more water, it's going to boost your metabolism, right? So there's quite slight spike in metabolism itself when you guys drink like 500 milliliters or kind of like more itself, especially. It's almost like the effect of ephedrine. So ephedrine is pretty much like a stimulant itself that I personally using. I started like 2 days ago on my cut itself, which is very effective to help like the fat loss side of things. And pretty much water was kind of shown to have like similar kind of effects in that aspect, in terms of like how much kind of build in the metabolism, how much kind of rise up in that aspect without the negative consequences of the ephedrine, which some people kind of have itself, which I don't personally experience, but they're usually kind of like very minor. But obviously it's something that's not really it's not found in supplements because it's bad in the supplement side of things, but it's also marketed as a nasal decongestion. So it definitely gonna help with that one, because it helps really kind of, it's like a thermogenic in that sense, really kind of heating up your body in that aspect, increasing your movement, your neat energy levels. And I definitely feel that spike in energy side of things. So with that being said, drinking more water is definitely going to help out itself. When you guys drink more water, you guys are also going to feel your muscles too as well, and help improve that performance. Because remember, your muscles are pretty much mostly made of water side of things. And if you don't have that muscle and water, enough water in your body, and you dehydrate, then your performance is going to go down, which means you're going to lift less weight, less reps, and overall you're not going to be able to build as much muscle. And that's going to go back to point number one, right? Lifting weights to build that muscle side of things. So drinking more water is going to help out a lot of fucking areas, right? Now, with that being said, let's cover those 3 points once again. Lifting weights to help you build muscle, to increase the calories you burn at rest doing nothing. Eating more protein, it takes the most amount of calories to digest it compared to the other two macronutrients, which are carbs and fats. And especially alcohol, if you guys want to call alcohol as a macronutrient, the fourth macronutrient, some people call it. It takes, for every 100 calories, you pretty much only take in 70 calories. Just keep that in mind, right? Now, lastly is drinking more water. Now, I personally recommend for guys to drink like 3 to 4 liters per day. I'm actually around the 5 kind of liters. That's where I am pretty right now. And yes, I do use the washroom quite a bit, especially when I'm cutting. I'll tell you that much, especially over the course of the last couple of days, on Friday. I went and all eat sushi on the Friday night with my girl. And we ate a lot of fucking sushi. It was late at night. So I don't usually eat that late at night. So, which means I'm going to bed really soon and gonna hold all those glycogen and those carbs and not be able to really burn them off, because I'm, you know, pretty much going to bed pretty soon. And it's carrying over the water weight, right? Because carbs hold water. Carbs hold water. So you guys have to realize that too as well. And over the course of the past couple of days, I've been pissing a lot more, going to wash more frequently, because I have been upping in my water, but also I haven't had the same amount of intake in carbs, right? Because I'm really slowly losing that water weight. And I also had a big influx in sodium, because sushi is higher in sodium, right? So those two things combined, all those carbs, all that sodium, and being late at night, I was definitely holding a lot more water, which kind of affected my weight scale side. I think the last couple of days itself, it kind of rose up and now it shot back down pretty drastically. That's because of the water weight and also glycogen. So that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWuWu_. That is KevinWuWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time. That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you.